And you're listening to Radio Regent. This is Saturday Morning Live, and we're back in time just to catch the last of African Liberation Month. But of course, here at Saturday Morning Live, it's all year round, so we didn't really miss much. In on Skype phone, this is our first Skype interview, and on the phone with us is Akaji, who is one of the organizers for Right On Black History Month Showcase 2014. Welcome.
Thank you so much.
So tell us a little bit about Right On and when you guys kind of started this idea.
Sure thing. Well, Right On is a popular monthly open mic night series that began about a year ago. And we've worked in partnership with Glad Day Bookstore and really to create a community-based, people of color focus, you know, LGBT queer performance space. We've had an amazing response from audiences in particular who've been so warm and generous. We've also had over 50 different performers grace the stage since we started last March in 2013. And the idea was actually born about 2 months prior to that. I was sitting with some friends who had just come from visiting, and we were talking about how we keep our artistic juices flowing, as it were, you know, how we continue to write or express ourselves, both on an individual level and in a collective level. And, you know, they had mentioned that they do readings from time to time in their communities, and it was sort of immediate that that's what we needed for, you know, queer people of color in Toronto, because the talent is enormous, you know, whether it's sort of formal training in the case of like Ashley B, who's our headliner, singer, songwriter, you know, opera trained singer, or, you know, a host of other people who, you know, have other jobs or other commitments and still, you know, foster their craft. We attracted a whole lot of performers, amazing audiences, and we gave rise to this, you know, monthly open mic night that people have come to expect and look forward to. So with our first Black History Month coming up in our cycle, we thought, what a wonderful opportunity to create this special showcase featuring over 10 special guests.
Okay, so where is it going to be?
On next Thursday, which is February the 27th, we'll be gathering at the 519 Community Center. And the evening is chock full. We'll be kicking off with a reception at 6:30. Then at 7, we'll be having a panel discussion featuring a brother named Travoy and another brother named DJ Nick Red, among others, who'll be looking at sort of social issues and cultural issues in Canada internationally with the focus of, you know, how can we foster the creation of Black queer art and culture in Toronto and beyond? So we're going to spend about 45 minutes exploring that topic and then moving into some of the best of Black queer culture in Toronto and beyond with our stellar lineup. The evening, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was going to say the evening is going to be co-hosted by the incomparable Naomi Abiola, spoken word artist, and our triple threat, fierce beyond realness, dancer, extraordinaire, Twisted. They'll be holding down the night along with DJ Dickie. Howard Dickie will be bringing us sounds. And we've got a whole team of people sort of on the stage and behind the stage that will be putting our show together. And in sort of the last hour of the show, which will kick off at 8 o'clock, we will have an open mic night, which is our tradition. And so we'll invite people to honor Black History Month and to celebrate Black History Month with their contributions. So it's going to be a great night next Thursday.
I'm going to kind of bring it back when you first started. How was it? Did the actual location with Glad Bookstore kind of happen organically? Or did you sort of, how did that relationship build? Or start.
That's a great question. You know, it was very organic and very natural. I approached Glad Day Bookstore, and there's a number of, it's sort of a collective ownership structure there, and they were a welcome partner in launching the Open Mic Night series. They have a number of other readings and open mic nights and so on at the bookstore, so they were familiar with it. but were very supportive of us as, you know, queer people of color wanting to create this event. One of the challenges with the bookstore is that it is not accessible. It's a two-story walk-up. And so we value our relationship with the store, but we also are aware that not everyone is able to access the show.
Yeah.
So that's something that we sort of are planning on strategizing going forward. So the 519 was a welcome venue to make sure for this event, to make sure that people can, you know, access it in the multitude of ways that they need to. But you know, going through, we will return to the Glad Day space, of course, and we look forward to growing with Glad Day in a number of ways, you know, and just finding ways for also for artists to have relationships with the bookstore in terms of, you know, an outlet for some of their work. People, we never know who will be on the stage, right? So it's very impromptu. And, you know, the very first night we had six performers, and as we, you know, prepared for the evening, we really didn't know if we'd have any performers or who the stage would be. And there's always that element every month. But the Write On comes out of a deep tradition in Toronto and beyond of queer people of color doing work, you know, whether it's Desh Pradesh, which was a multidisciplinary arts festival targeting South Asian community with a large queer component, you know, or Blocko, or A is for Orange, a sort of, you know, queer Caribbean writing and reading series, Sister Vision Press, you know, Women's Press. I mean, we could go on.
Right.
There's a lot of things that have come before Write On for it to even exist and for it to exist as organically and naturally as it sort of came to be, you know? I think that the timing was right. And I think that people are looking for a venue to share their work and also experience the work of others. You know, not that those two things are mutually exclusive. But there are existing groups. I know Art Starts has a queer youth writing group, and Soy, Supporting Our Youth, also has, you know, different kinds of writing groups. And going forward, we hope to have like sort of an hour before the Write On open mic actually begins for people to have a space to sort of write their work and, you know, get some feedback from others and such as we grow. But yeah, there's definitely a strong tradition of writing and artistry in Toronto. And, you know, I just wanted to add, Mally, that when we, even though we call the group Write On, what we really speak to is a range of expression, you know, whether it's spoken word, dance, comedy, poetry, lots and lots of music. Some amazing singer-songwriters have graced the stage in the last year.
Yeah.
And but often, you know, writing is at the sort of the base of originating an idea. And we want to sort of do a play on the Write On, Write On of the 70s, you know. So that's how the name was born.
Nice. So I guess let's go back to the night. Who are we going to see on the 27th?
Girl, it's like a dream team. You know, it's like my wish list. There's so many dozens and dozens and dozens of incredible people and art and artists, you know, and just talented individuals in Toronto and, you know, beyond. But our lineup next Thursday are definitely some of my favorites. Ashley B, I mentioned, is a singer-songwriter, and she's got her band, The Flow, that will be backing her up, not only for her set, but that will be on stage with us for the whole first hour. So I know that other artists are definitely going to take advantage of sort of the freestyle musical base that we're going to have with Ashley and her band, The Flow. Troy is a recording artist who will also be joining the lineup. Sedna Fiati is an actor, among other things, and she will be bringing some of her special magic. She just did a one-woman show last fall. Yeah, so she'll be bringing excerpts. You may know the work of Kwame Stevens, who's a playwright and poet. He's written Man to Man, and he's currently finishing his next play called Dark Hard Chocolate. I don't think I'm getting that wrong. So Kwame always gives us a little sample of his incredible work. We've got this movement specialist, you know, a dancer named Joy Adjumayan. Hope I haven't messed her name up. She's graced the stage at Write On in the past and just blown audiences away. Of course, the night wouldn't be the same without a little burlesque performance. So we've got Coco La Creme bringing us a little burlesque. Then we've also got Jada Hudson bringing us some drag, expressing in her own unique way. We've got some great poetry by Kirk DeMattis and Zena Lord, who you've probably heard or seen on the comedy circuit. She'll be bringing some great jokes. our way. As I mentioned, we've got our co-hosts, Naomi Aviola and Twisted, and DJ Dickie is going to be bringing us great tunes. And as a special addition to our lineup, Ryan Graham Hines, who's a singer and just an all-around fierce personality, he'll be joining us as well for our formal part of the featured guests. And then we'll open the floor as we typically do and invite people to share some of their work in our open mic segment.
That's amazing. I'm excited. So you have like a lot of multidisciplinary artists. And I was just thinking, sort of in the future as you're building the event, is there thought about sort of like collaborations amongst artists in creating a piece, or has that been in discussions when you guys are talking?
You know, it definitely has. And it's discussions often that don't even involve me as sort of the co-host or show producer. It just naturally happens. So I know of a few, guy in guitar, girl in guitar who come and grace the stage sort of shyly, you know, taking their instrument out and approach the stage. And then other singers are like, oh my God, I totally want to work with you. Or a DJ or a producer who's like, I can make some beats to go along with what you're doing. So it's the kind of space that we're creating. It's not a competitive space. It's a space filled with love and generosity. So the collaboration is organic to what we're creating. You know, and there's a number of artists. For example, we had wonderful support from an artist called Raindrops and another artist called Z. And they're doing a show March 17th in the Young and York Mills area. And they've been doing music for a long, long time, but had an opportunity to perform at some write-ons and connect with other people, connect with audiences, and are branching out to do their thing, and they're inviting special guests, you know? Mm-hmm. Another artist, Troy, is quite connected to Glad Day Bookstore, and he does a cabaret on a regular basis, and so invites, you know, artists that he meets from all over, including people that he's met at write-on. You know, the same for Ryan Graham Hines. He also does a cabaret at, you know, Flying Beaver and other events. So there's definitely cross-pollination of multidisciplinary sharing and, you know, sharing of talent across the board. Even in the video that you got to see, and I hope other people get to check out our latest YouTube video, you see Naomi Aviola, you know, sharing her spoken word and working with a video artist, Lori Townsend, who put the whole video together and had the concept, you know, and then infused by the energy of Twisted also in there. So that is a sort of example of collaboration, you know?
Yeah. How do you feel is it important to have an event during the Black History event series that, you know, all the events that are going on this month?
You know, it's so true. We want to make sure that within all the events that are going on this month, that queer voices and queer representation is also part of the mix. It's something that is and historically has been part of the mix, with Blocko doing an annual fundraiser usually in the month of February. And I'm certain that you've heard of Queering Black History Month, which is in its third year, an event that Ryerson Student Union puts on to honor the contributions of Black queer people contemporarily and historically, and to ensure that queer voices are included in the celebration of Black History Month. So we definitely come out of a tradition, and there was an opportunity with the support of BAND and the TD Then and Now series to put on an extra special event for Black History Month. So Right On certainly wanted to be a part of that process. And, you know, also to add that it's a time in our world where, while gay rights and human rights are being celebrated in some parts of the world, tragically, in many parts of the world, and sometimes where Black people are represented or in leadership roles, LGBT people are suffering. Mm-hmm. I think of Nigeria and the recent events there, when a group of supposed gay men were, attacked and forced to parade naked through the streets. There have been massacres, you know, of supposed gay people in, you know, whether it's in Haiti or in parts of West Africa, you know, or in the Caribbean. It's a time for us to make sure that our voices are heard and to make sure that our brothers and sisters, you know, trans, queer, you know, bisexual, lesbian, gay, all around the world, know that we are a force to be reckoned with. So even though we are celebrating cultural and artistic elements in this upcoming show, we do so with a heavy heart and mindful that there's a lot of work to do when it comes to gay rights and human rights around the world, and that this is one of our efforts to speak to those things.
Organizing within our communities, is there sort of like specifically in Toronto, is there kind of like a progression of things getting better?
Yeah, you know, we're very blessed in many ways in Toronto. And I think there are, you know, many different ways you can measure better. But in terms of people feeling comfortable to express themselves and their sexuality, I think that we've seen a bit of a relaxing. I'd like to think that we've seen a relaxing of codes in the Toronto, specifically the downtown Toronto area. But, you know, Toronto is made up of all kinds of people from all around the world. And, you know, the pain that our brothers and sisters struggle with in the South or in the East or in the West, those are things that, you know, also speak to us. Many people that are in Toronto, Mali, you know, come from other places, and the refugee programs and other initiatives have allowed, you know, lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender people, some very small few, to come to Toronto from other places. So we are privileged here, I would say, relatively, but we're also quite engaged in international work. And with World Pride coming up in 2014, we hope that there'll be even greater opportunities to address the imbalances around the world when it comes to sexuality.
Yeah. I ask that question is just because in my work with Caribbean Tales, we have like a mandate to have queer film.
Yes.
And, you know, when that first came about, you know, there has been sort of like development. When we first brought it out and we actually told people about it, there was silence. Or you shouldn't talk about that.
Right.
And, but it's been 3 years now and there has been a change. So that's why, yeah, there has been, like, people are more interested or like less likely to silence. So I do think that there is progression. And I think it's important to actually note that. And there's a lot of work to be done, my hope is that it will get better. So
it will, and it is. You know, and it was amazing to see Caribbean Tales introducing that screening. I know I attended earlier in May, and I actually brought right on flyers, you know. And there's lots of opportunities for collaboration across different communities, mm-hmm. you know, because there's a way in which we can share with our people the fact that Caribbean Tales is doing these sorts of screenings and vice versa. So, you know, I think we'll be taking it to the next level this year.
Awesome, yeah.
Yeah, in terms of collaboration across the different organizations.
Yeah, so maybe we remind listeners on, you know, where the event's going to be and, like, how they can get involved, how they can get in touch with you, and all that kind of stuff.
Thank you so much. Well, it's going. Our show, the Right On Black History Month Showcase, will be happening on Thursday, February 27th. Things will be kicking off at 6:30, starting with the reception. At 7, we'll start our panel discussion. And at 8 o'clock, we'll start the actual performance that will feature over 10 different artists, singers, dancers, comedians, spoken word artists, playwrights, so much more, and tons of musicians. Can't forget them. We're going to have an awesome time, and we'd love you to join us. Tickets will be on sale at the door, but they'll be a bit more than if you buy them in advance. So they're $15 at the door and $10 in advance. We've already started selling some tickets through Eventbrite, so I would encourage you to go there and have a look for Right On Black History Month Showcase. You can get your tickets there. You can also find out more about us on our FB page, which is, of course, at facebook.com/RightOnOpenMic. Please follow us on Twitter if you're not doing that already. We're also at Right On Open Mic there. We've got some great videos on YouTube. We've done a few trailers over the spring and summer. And we're now, just last week, we dropped our latest video featuring Naomi Abiola, our incredible spoken word artist who will be co-hosting the night, along with Twisted, our incomparable triple threat. They'll be backed by sounds from DJ Dickie, and we're going to have an awesome, awesome, awesome time. So please join us.
Yeah, and all the links will be on the website, so folks can actually get connected that way. And I'm really excited. One more question. Where's your hope that the series will go? Where do you see it in the next year?
You know, that's a great question. One of the things we'd like to do more of are more themed. I mean, in the first year, every event, every month, rather, had a bit of a theme, you know, whether it was a soulful theme for Halloween or a pride theme for June, you know, or a spring theme for April. But this year, kicking off with our Black History Month showcase, we're really hoping to do an Asian Heritage Month showcase in May and to do some interesting things around World Pride. So in addition to wanting to support people who create through, you know, maybe a writing workshop or other kinds of workshops that may precede our monthly event, we also have put out a call for submissions for a book that we hope to do, a write-on collection of people's work. So look out for that. We're also in talks with Glad Day Bookstore and other publishing entities to produce audio and video recordings of our events, making those available and also generating some revenue for artists. And I think going forward, I'd love to see an annual festival, you know, something that brings in queer LGBT artists from around the world to look at how we express ourselves through these cultural and artistic means and the political, you know, sort of social implications of that work. So that's something that we hope for in the next possibly 3 to 5 years, but we want to create products, whether it's a book or audio recording or other ways that people can sort of plug into the write-on experience. So that's where we'll be moving to.
That's amazing. Hopefully you could come into the studio and talk about that further.
Well, have us back. We would love to. You know, welcome back to Saturday Morning Live. Wasn't the same without y'all. but yeah, we would be happy to. And as I mentioned, we've got a number of artists who do phenomenal work. So we'll keep in touch, and I think you've got a press release, and, you know, if there are any ways that we can share the bios or information of these artists, they're definitely people that you want to watch.
Awesome. Is there anything you wanted to say? Like, add?
You know, just thank you very much for the opportunity to do this interview, and just to bring things full circle, you know, there was a time when, as queer people of color, we didn't have these spaces available to us, you know, and there's been a lot of work done, you know, on many different fronts, but it's a pleasure to see that we can move in this direction with allies and supporters such as Saturday Morning Live. So thank you.
Thank you.